Citing the pandemic, officials in the largest city in western Massachusetts have announced a crackdown on unsanctioned events. Events where food will be sold on public property are being promoted on social media despite not having proper permits from the city of Springfield.
I'm giving you fair warning here. Unsanctioned, don't do it, or you're going to be shut down. You're going to be shut down.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno sternly warned the city would enforce the permit requirement with cease and desist orders, fines, and if necessary, the police.
We're not trying to be difficult. We're trying to do what's right, and we're trying to be respectful.
Recently, local health officials in Massachusetts and elsewhere have traced COVID-19 outbreaks back to large parties. During his weekly COVID-19 update Monday, Sarno declined to identify any of the events or the people who are promoting them.
No, I'm not going to start naming them, but they did not, we're not aware that they applied for any type of permits. They just show up. They'll advertise it on their social media platforms.
He said in some instances, the organizers are planning to charge participating vendors and make a profit.
So the audacity of these individuals to say, cares, I'll do whatever I want. No, you won't.
Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris said the city's Board of Health has the authority to shut down any event where food is being sold without a permit.
There will be no food sold in the public way on city property that does not have a permit from the Board of Health.
Calton-Harris said the city will first attempt to contact the people who are promoting the events and ask them to follow the permitting process or cancel.
Because I do not want anyone to think that this is as a result of law enforcement being punitive. It really is about saving lives in our city and municipality and the western region.
To secure a permit to use space in a city park, the application must include a COVID-19 safety plan that conforms to current state guidelines for things such as social distancing and face mask wearing, according to Springfield Parks Director Patrick Sullivan.
We are making the proper decisions to keep everyone safe. We will continue to hold to those policies. And a few individuals indicated we're just being difficult. We are not being difficult. We're doing this for everyone's safety.
Currently in Massachusetts, outdoor gatherings can have no more than 100 people. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.